Hello, and welcome to Living Vertical Radio, where we change the narrative of media by introducing you to creative and innovative individuals that inspire you with their unique stories. Our host is Cystine Duckworth, and you can call in or Skype into this program by calling 1-646-668-2928#1. Please make sure your surrounding area is quiet because this is a live program. One Sure Sign Mobile Notary of Frisco, Texas provides professional notary service across the Dallas metro area. Our notary professionals are ready to help you with loan closings, power of attorney, fingerprinting, and other notary services. We meet you at your location of choice, your home, office, hospital, or local coffee shop, convenient to your schedule. Reliable, professional, and affordable. Once Your Sign is happy to support Living Vertical Radio here in Texas. Mention you heard this ad on Living Vertical for $5 off any notary service. Interested in advertising on our podcast with a listening audience of over 800,000? You can do a 15-second business ad, a 30-second radio ad, or a 10-minute interview radio ad. Our prices start out at $50. Contact us at info@verticalmediagroup.com. Our pricing is made to give everyone the ability to advertising no matter the budget. Thank you. And here's your host, Cystine Duckworth.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us tonight. So our guest today is Dr. Janet Brill. And Dr. Janet is a nationally recognized nutrition, health, and fitness expert and a published author. She specializes in cardiovascular disease prevention and has authored 3 books on the topics blood pressure down, prevent a second heart attack, and cholesterol down. She is dedicated to her field. And to the broader goal of educating the public on heart health. She was a member of the Go Red for Women executive leadership team in Philadelphia and is a longtime member of the Circle of Red and Cora Vita. She volunteers much of her time, expertise, and funds in support of the American Heart Association. She's a trusted source of information for national media and is a frequent guest expert on local and national television. Nationally, she has appeared on Dr. Oz numerous times, on CBS On the Couch, and as a nutrition expert for The Balancing Act on Lifetime. She's a professional speaker, presenting her wellness message to professional and lay audiences around the nation. So tonight, we'll be talking to her about her new book, which is going to be a very interesting way before I introduce it to you, because I know everyone is doing this right now. And so we're going to really dig into this information with Dr. Brill. So her new book is called Intermittent Fasting for Dummies. It has some great hints for you, but most of all, it has a no tedious calorie counting, weighing, measuring, or denying yourself your favorite foods. Now, that's something all of us want. Too good to be true? Nope. But the trick, as with everything, is doing it in a safe, effective way. And intermittent fasting for dummies makes that easy. So I'd like to welcome to our program Dr. Janet Brill. Welcome, Dr. Janet.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you so much for being here, because I've been like, oh, I can't wait to talk to her. I just like, oh,
and
I
happy
can't
holidays.
Wait to talk to her. Right? So, you know, I'm really excited to hear your thoughts on health and wellness and intermittent fasting. I went to your website and have some really great information. I don't want to give too much away for the book. But I do want to, you know, talk about some things that is pretty, pretty important to our communities at large. So I want to ask you, so when did you know that you were going to find your niche in health and nutrition?
Well, I've been blessed because I've always liked to exercise, and I've always been interested in health, and it just kind of came naturally. I think also on a personal note, heart disease has ravaged my family. My father died from his second heart attack. My brother died from kidney disease related to high blood pressure. My grandmother had a stroke and died. So I guess I'm interested in cardiovascular disease prevention on a personal note, because I don't want to die of the number one killer of American women, and that is heart disease.
Right. And I'm, you know, listening to you talk about your family history, I have to say that ours is like that too. When we started going through genealogy, a lot of folks died before their 45th birthday in my family from heart disease.
Right.
And so we were kind of like, okay, some real changes. And not only that, you know, pass it down to our children as well. So I really get that. So let's talk about intermittent fasting, fad or real benefits. So on your website, you listed that there are 12 extraordinary health benefits, and I'm just going to do four we want to talk about. So it talks about reducing insulin resistance, promotes cardiovascular health, prevents and treats cancer, and promotes brain health. And those were the four that I was really interested in. And I'll say, when you say reduce insulin resistance, because that's such a huge topic in the African-American community, is diabetes. So let's talk a little bit about how this type of eating and fasting can help that.
Well, first let me tell your audience or explain what intermittent fasting is, because it's extremely popular around the world, but there, if you look it up on the internet, there'll be 1,000 different ways to do it and 1,000 different explanations of what it is. So basically, in a nutshell, it's it tells you, it's a program or a method of, or a lifestyle that tells you when to eat, not so much what to eat. So I was really fascinated by this whole topic of intermittent fasting back last year in December, when the New England Journal of Medicine came out with a review article about intermittent fasting. And scientists, I'm a scientist, so I'm like, show me the data. And this article really went into, just gave a glowing review to this whole idea of intermittent fasting. So it's not, I think people can be confused. It's basically repetitive short-term fast, so it's not one of these like cleansing kinds of things where you fast for so many days. It's basically a short period of fasting where you give your body a rest, time to regenerate, and then you eat, and then you repeat. So there's different ways of doing it, but and I go through those different methods. That I took the top five most popular ways of practicing intermittent fasting, and laid them all out in my book. And I just am so enamored with this that I intend to. I've been doing it now for quite a while, and I just think it's great. And I hope that people will follow it, just simply because of the health benefits that are showing up now. So as you mentioned, it's phenomenal. It's very helpful for people with pre-diabetes or diabetes, because one of the wonderful side effects is it increases the sensitivity of your muscle cells to insulin. So that's really a wonderful thing, because insulin resistance is one of the triggers for the reason that we have high blood sugar levels, which translates to diabetes. So if we could find a way to increase a lifestyle way that could increase decrease insulin resistance, that's a beautiful thing.
Okay. So now, when you were saying there's five methods, can you tell us one method of
intermittent fasting?
Okay, so I start out with the easiest, which is called the 16-8 method, and it's basically what I call the eating window plan. So you fast, and a lot of us do this naturally. We fast, and sleeping is fasting, so hopefully.
Right.
You fast for 16 hours, and then you confine your eating to an 8-hour window. So that's, again, what is most commonly done. And it's not that difficult. You could move on and do a more hardcore type of intermittent fast if you try that one. What I write about in the book is also the freedom that these programs give you to figure out what works for you. It's not me telling you, okay, you should do this method or follow it this way, because I don't know you and I don't know what would fit into your lifestyle. So that's
right.
I think why people love this, because I mean, honestly, it's never easy to change your over to healthier habits, and especially this is kind of a different type of eating plan. But I think the reason people love it is because it's easier than it's much less restrictive than the traditional type of dieting, you know, because people know that if they fast today, they get to feast tomorrow.
Yeah, I find that anytime you have to restrict your eating, that's when you start craving everything, and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, can I just make it? So I love
right,
the
but
fact
if you
that
know,
you, right, right.
If you know, like if I said to you, okay, you may never have a glass of red wines, and that maybe red wine you like it, or chocolate,
yeah,
or whatever, then that's
right,
not going to go over too well with you. But if I said to you, if you wait, you know, 6 more hours, you can have whatever you want. Then you would be like, yeah, I can do this.
Oh, I kind of like that, right?
I think one of the big mistakes that everyone makes and why they don't get the results is because they figure, okay, I did this fast, I gave up eating, so now that gives me permission or license to just go hog wild and eat as much as I want of bad, crappy food.
Right.
And that's not okay, because that kind of reverses all the beautiful health benefits. So I also one of the other problems with, if you go on the internet and look up intermittent fasting or some other books about it, is they recommend, as I said, it's more of a strategy, a routine, when you should eat, not what you should eat. But some people, especially not credentialed nutritionists, recommend what you should eat, and it tends to be unhealthy. My book, of course, I'm going to recommend a very healthy diet, which I believe to be a plant-based, whole food, Mediterranean-style diet. So that's what I suggest people eat. And if you combine that with a program of intermittent fasting and a program of regular exercise, which of course I'm going to promote because that's been scientifically proven to promote better health, if you combine all those three strategies together, you have the ultimate lifestyle, I think, to help you prevent or treat these chronic diseases that plague us.
Well, you know, the Mediterranean diet is my favorite. That's actually how I eat. And I think one of the things I really like about it is that I don't have to eat a lot. It's a very flavorful, you know, type of food to eat. It's very flavorful.
Yeah.
I love to use
yeah.
a lot of fresh spices. And so when I do that, I've learned that I'm not really hungry. It's kind of like just having that, you know, a few tastes. And I think the more you use the, you know, fresh herbs and whatnot, the less you want to eat, because you kind of get satisfied from the taste and the flavor.
And also
so,
the beauty of not adulterating the food with, you know, our food supply is basically tainted with salt. of us have kind of been forced to do with, with the pandemic. It's actually,
right.
a silver lining because people hopefully are, when you cook at home, you tend to eat healthier than when you eat out. And one
mm-hmm.
of the things that I talk about or in all of my books is the Mediterranean, using all kinds of different herbs and spices and like
mm-hmm.
lemon juice instead of salt, which brings out, makes it kind of taste salty. If you squirt,
mm-hmm.
Citrus juice on, on a salad with a,
right.
a little bit of olive oil, extra virgin olive
mm-hmm.
oil, it's going to taste almost like a salty salad dressing. So, or
right.
I like to recommend sweet as opposed to salty, or spicy as opposed to salty.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now let's talk about one of the things I saw in here. It says prevents and treats cancer. I did have breast cancer. I'm cancer free. And when I first heard about it, I started looking at the types of food I should eat. And that's really how I got to the Mediterranean diet. So tell me how the fasting and, promotes this, prevents and treats the cancer.
Well, there's some evidence. It's we're still in the early stages, but there's some evidence that what goes on physiologically during the fast in the body promotes, strengthens cells, and increases their ability, their antioxidant ability. It strengthens them and decreases, as far as cancer is concerned. There's some evidence that this, again, physiologically, when you're fasting, causes a decrease in tumor growth. So it gets a little complicated, but what the most important concept of intermittent fasting is what goes on, what's happening to your body when you're in what's called the fasted state. So that's
okay.
when you've used up, it's about, like 12 hours or so after your last meal, and you've
mm-hmm.
used, your body's used up all of its stores of sugar. So basically your sugar tanks are on empty. So what happens is your body goes through what's called a metabolic switch. And that's
okay.
when your body is forced to, because it has no sugar and your brain needs sugar, it's forced to tap into fat and convert fat in the liver to ketones and use that for energy. So that situation is what causes, in the short term, all of these amazing side effects, So that's when your cells go through what's called almost like a spring cleaning. They become resistant to stress, so they go into a regenerative state, and it's called autophagy, which is Greek for self-eating. So what happens is during this fasted state. And actually, a Japanese researcher won the Nobel Prize for discovering this in 2016. It's almost like the fountain of youth. So your cells take the old broken down damaged DNA, which is related to cancer, and recycles
mm-hmm.
it and destroys it. So it's almost like drinking from the fountain of youth.
Amazing. If that's,
from
a lot of the things I know that the human body can do, it's really amazing
own.
Yeah, when it's working at its optimal, it really is amazing. So,
go ahead.
No, you said go ahead.
I was going to say inflammation. inflammation mm-hmm. in the body is also a driver of many diseases, cancer and diabetes and heart disease and all that. So what we want to do is do everything we can to decrease the amount of inflammation, this chronic low-level inflammation that's going on in our arteries. And they've found that intermittent fasting actually lowers inflammation as well as the not only do you lose weight, if that's your goal, but it targets that belly fat, what's called visceral fat, that stubborn
right.
belly
uh-huh.
fat around the middle that's really dangerous for your health. People that
right.
carry their fat around the middle are much more prone to having diabetes and all types of bad, you know, chronic mm-hmm. disease and disorders. So we want to get rid of that belly fat. So one way to do it, of course, is to exercise, because exercise, I showed that actually in my dissertation, walking is really good for targeting belly fat. But also if you combine that with intermittent fasting, that will help you lose the fat, as well as eat a super healthy plant-based Mediterranean diet. Do those three things and you change your life.
So I'm thinking that doing this this intermittent fasting and, you know, eating better, that you're almost retraining your body as well.
Well, if you don't take care of your body, who will?
That's true. That's very true.
You know, you have to take care of yourself. I'm just, I guess it's because it's in my blood, to my DNA, to think of our bodies as, you know, as something like that we really have to take care of, or they break down. And it I'm always, you know, shocked to see that people don't share that. A lot of people, it's hard to get them to see the light, if you will. So, and they take better care of their cars than their bodies. So I tell them, okay, you know, what kind of gas do you put in your car that you love so much? And do you put it in the garage? And, you know, do you put high test in there? I said, put good stuff in your gas tank and take care of it like you do. You have to take care of it, or your health is all you have. It's your only asset that really matters. And
true, that's very true. Very true. I really talk to a lot of younger people that I know, because they tend to talk about, oh, you know, I'm just gonna work, and they don't eat right, or they don't eat at all, or they, you know, they're putting.
It's funny,
you know,
that,
like,
I just said to my son, who's 25 today, I said that, have you ever heard about, because we were talking about his friend whose dad is very wealthy but is
mm-hmm.
very ill. And I said, well, a lot of people, they give up their health for their wealth, and then when they're young. But then when they're old, they give up their wealth for their health.
Right. You know, you're right. You're right. Keeping that balance is really, keeping the balance is hard.
Start young.
I mean, yeah, well, you do. I mean, I think you start young, but I know even for myself, I was such a type A++ personality working that I really had to, you know, I really had to sit back and say, okay, this is just too much, you know. So now I actually, I enjoy
this year.
Yeah,
this year
I enjoyed
so horrific.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, the cancer, when the cancer came, which is so out the blue, you know, there's nobody in my cancer, there's nobody in my family that. Yeah, nobody in my family has cancer. It was just, you know, it just, you know, came. So, but, you know, as I said, just I had a very good doctor. But after that, I was kind of like, okay, you know, I don't really want to, you know, be working on my job to the point where, you know, you're not really enjoying your life, or, you know, your friends. And so I really, you know, I get a kick out of that. Yeah, I get it. I just, you know, okay, it's time to stop work, get up and go do something else. You know.
Yeah. Which well, is, also, by the way, speaking of cancer, which you'll be interested, there's one part of the Mediterranean diet that I like to focus on is eating cruciferous vegetables every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you know? Yeah, cruciferous vegetables are basically a family of vegetables. The reason they're called cruciferous is because their leaves actually have a cross on them. So that particular family, I find that fascinating. But anyway, so things, vegetables like kale and broccoli and cauliflower and Brussels sprouts, those are cruciferous. We really should try and eat some. Those are anti-cancer vegetables.
Yeah. Well, those are all my favorite vegetables, actually.
Wonderful.
And it was funny because I actually went on your site and I saw this really neat salad, you know, and you were talking about the azula lettuce, and it's really funny you said that because my favorite salad is a Greek salad, and they use that. And it was funny because I kept saying, I was like, you know, I really don't like this lettuce.
But you don't regular
Greek salad. Yeah, when I eat the Greek salad, that is the lettuce that I eat, you know, and I eat a lot of it. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah. So it was really funny. Yeah, and the kale. Everybody in my family, they're not too thrilled.
Yeah, kale's not always not always everyone's favorite. But if you ate my kale, you would like it.
right.
I do roasted kale, which is like potato chips. It's really good.
And Brussels sprouts. That sounds good.
Ooh, Brussels sprouts that I make. Amazing Brussels sprouts because, of course, Mediterranean style where everything's got extra virgin olive oil. But when you roast vegetables with extra virgin olive oil, maybe a little sweet balsamic vinegar, it brings the flavor out and makes it much more palatable.
Yes, it does. You're right about that. It really does. So, what can mature adults start doing intermittent fasting? And when I say mature adults, I'm talking about adults over the age of 60.
Over the age of 60. That's mature. I think that's a nice way of saying that. Because I'm over the age of 60. But anyway, yes, over the age of 60. And I do it. And I think that all healthy, pretty healthy people should – it's fine to practice intermittent fasting. The people that absolutely should not practice, and I really cannot emphasize this enough, are it's not for children. It's not for pregnant or breastfeeding women or women that are trying to become pregnant. It's definitely not for people that have a history or are prone to eating disorders. And then if you have a diagnosed medical condition such as diabetes that's a type 1, insulin dependent, uncontrolled diabetes, all diabetics, I would run it by my personal physician first and maybe even work with a nutritionist because it gets a little complicated, especially if you're a type 1 insulin dependent because there's a lot of there's some danger regarding hypoglycemic reactions and other situations. So, and also if you're required to take prescription meds with food, you want to run it by your doctor and figure that out what would be the best kind of fasting. And another thing you want to keep in mind is this is more of a lifestyle. So it's not like, okay, I'm going to do this and in 2 weeks I'm done. It's first of all, it takes a while.
Mm-hmm,
it takes months. It takes a good month. I mean, I know because I've done this, and it takes a good month before you kind of get into the swing of things and get over the hunger thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be hungry because you're eating less than you were. So it's also, I think, a good exercise because we live in a society where there's food is everywhere. So it's problem is overconsumption most of the time. Unfortunately, not right now, but so you know. it's not something to be afraid of. You can get over that. Some people complain of, you know, they have side effects. And then I talk about that in my book, what you can do, remedies for the side effects. But again, mm-hmm. I want to emphasize that they tend to dissipate over a few weeks' time, and that to see these results, you know, you're going to stick with it. And if one method doesn't work, try another one and then see what happens.
Okay, great. So now on your website, drjanet.com, she has a wonderful website to my audience out there, and you should visit it. One of the things I notice on your website is the delicious recipes you have on your website, okay? I was like, the brownies, I was like, I'm going to have to try that brownie one. So but where do you have all the time to be able to do recipes and books and, you know, all your appearances
And wait, I have 3 kids and a husband and 3 dogs.
Right. Okay.
Well, so my kids are really grown. And I went to school and got 2 masters and a doctorate. I'm just, I guess you could say, goal-oriented.
Yeah. right.
But I don't know. I've always loved nutrition and healthy foods. I love to eat. And I have no qualms about that. I do. I mm-hmm. love beautiful, delicious food. I like to enjoy food and have zero guilt.
So, mm-hmm. yes.
But again,
yes.
I eat beautiful, healthy foods. So, and I'll have my red wine and I'll have my chocolate, and I'm fine with that. You know, and I think
yes.
that we yes. have to move away from this problem mm-hmm. that we have with guilt about eating. I mean, to me, food is life and life is food, but at least healthy, delicious, healthy food. And that's what I love about the Mediterranean diet, just like you were saying, because the food is delicious and it's a different method of eating, a different mindset,
right.
Flow, like a European
right.
style,
mm-hmm.
where you sit down and you enjoy food and the company of family and friends when there's not a pandemic. So,
we're very much alike like that, because I'd love to fix me a nice little, you know, meal with a little pasta and then just sit there with my wine and just really, you know, I love it to look good, you know,
and that's
look
wonderful
good as well as taste.
And it should
yeah,
look good. And if
right.
you're eating a Mediterranean style, if you're eating a plant-based diet, then everything is so beautiful. The colors are and the different colors. You know, I tell people to eat like an artist or a palette, a rainbow palette. The food is beautiful visually as much as it is the taste. So
right.
And also,
right.
to, you know, we have to change the way that we eat in this country, because you know, driving in a car, gobbling down fast food that's filled with calories, bad fat and salt, and not even tasting the food, and overeating and not exercising and just sitting on the couch, it's killing us. And so my hope is that, well, this year has been so horrendous that I'm seeing some hope, you know, with the vaccines coming out on the horizon. So my hope is that we look ahead to 2021 and make that the year of, this was a horrible year, make 2021 at least the year of good health and focusing on our taking care of ourselves, our minds,
mm-hmm.
our bodies, and practice a healthy lifestyle.
Well, I think one of the good things about, you know, going through this whole COVID is a lot of people have realize looking at their lives and their jobs and whatnot that, you know, they didn't have a lot of attention put on the most positive things. And like you said, rushing out the house, eating, you know, barely, you know, whatever. And so I have a few friends that we Zoom meet, you know, once a week. And it's just such a nice laid back, you know, atmosphere, and what's been really nice about it is just that we're all learning to, you know, different tips from each other and how to make it through this. But I think there's been some good things about it, and like you said, in 2021
absolutely.
It's going to be a really good year. I was going to say, one of the things I noticed on your website is you have some apps here. And can you tell us about the apps? One app is Blood Pressure Down on Smartphone and Cholesterol Down on the Go.
Well, I've written this is my fourth book, but the three I wrote before this one were pretty much all about cardiovascular health. And so I found that with that people asked me if they could, because it's a program, there are 10 steps in each of the, in the blood pressure book and the cholesterol down book. So people said, can you create an app so that we can kind of check off our steps on a daily basis? And I was like, sure. So I did.
Okay.
So that, kind of, they go hand in hand with the books and follow the protocol that I suggest.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
So how can you eat healthy if you're someone that just, you're wrapped up in the fast food thing, and it could be maybe, you know, part of it's your job and not being able to actually do some things to kind of eat healthier. I know that, you know, when I used to work, I was laughing, telling my daughter, I said, I used to hate to go to at conferences, because they always catered just heavy sauces and pasta. And I used to say, why do you give us food that you know we're going to fall asleep after we get through eating? So,
yeah,
it's
difficult.
Probably they changed it.
Traveling.
Yeah.
Traveling is
absolutely
very difficult.
Right.
I mean, I have to say that, I admit it. Traveling
right.
is tough. So you basically have to learn restaurant menus, how to decipher them, and order food very plain. So I tell my patients, always better to grab an apple than a piece of apple pie.
Right.
So
okay.
the simple stuff. So don't eat. If you have a choice at a restaurant, you know, and they have a salad when the restaurants reopen, the salad salad bar, and then ask for, you know, olive oil and balsamic vinegar on, and make your own dressing and things of that nature. Make it, you know, food grilled. So you have to learn kind of label the lingo of menus. Like crispy means fried, and you don't want fried, so you want things grilled, you know, and that kind of strategy. But I think people need to move away from the drive through fast food. I mean, could drive through fast food and I'll get a black coffee. Coffee is a beautiful food. As long as you don't mess it up with cream and sugar. So I'll get, a drive-thru, I'll get coffee and double shot of espresso large, and that'll, you know, keep me at least not hungry until my eating period. But there's ways around this. Everyone is busy. Everyone is, has to eat and work, and time is, we live in that kind of world where we're pulled in so many directions. So I think that everyone should basically take it upon themselves to learn a little bit about nutrition, because it's very simple. It's not very simple, but it's easy to learn where the healthy foods, how to eat a nutritious diet that's quick, and how to throw together a bowl. If you know you're going somewhere, why do a drive-thru? Why not make a whole wheat, peanut butter, and banana sandwich, you know, and throw it in your purse and eat that with, you know, with a yogurt, a fat-free yogurt or soy yogurt or something, and throw that in your bag and, you know, throw an apple in there and you're good to go. So there's a lot of ways to eat healthy and quickly. We don't have to eat those calorie-laden, fried, salty, fatty foods that are cheap and everywhere. There's strategies that we can take to combat obesity and high blood pressure and all of these diseases that are coming about because of the way that we're living our life.
Well, you're right to say strategy, because one of the things that I did learn was that it was very hard to stick to anything when it came to meals and lunches. But so what I learned was there was a couple of things that, you know, growing up, you know, my mom used to just shop and just be food everywhere. I'm the person, I shop, but I don't overdo it because food doesn't last too long anymore. So what I do is, but I learned that prep time was very important. I learned that having what you like on hand was very important. So, if I wanted to have yogurt and berries and, you know, I might not want it every day. If I wanted little cherry tomatoes, I learned that, you know, make sure you keep a good stock of the stuff that you love so you can grab it, you know. And actually, really, you know, we would spend maybe Saturday afternoon just cleaning, you know, fruits and vegetables and chopping them up and putting in containers. I actually went and bought some containers. I think it's 16 containers. So we could actually either grab a container or either grab a couple of containers and make something and then, you know, on the go. So I did learn that prep time was very, very important as part of your strategy.
And they make it easier now because there's things that you can buy that are pre-prepped. So, and it makes it quicker in the kitchen, like chopped up onions. It's going to be more expensive, but if time is critical, you can buy pre-prepped stuff. And I talk about that in my new book, Intermittent Fasting for Dummies. I talk about how to prepare your kitchen, just like what you're saying, so that it makes it easier for you to throw something together that's healthy and that you like to eat. So, and also you can get together some really easy recipes that you love and that are pretty simple to make. So there's, again, plans, there's strategies, and that you can use to eat healthier. And so that's important as well, this whole planning and thinking about it. Because if you just throw caution to the wind and just don't plan anything, then you're going to get ravenous and you're going to eat, you know, whatever you can grab.
That's very true.
So that's not a good situation to set yourself up for.
Right. It's you know what? That's very important. I mean, this past Thanksgiving, I was laughing because it was just me and my daughters. One morning, my daughter, who's the junk food daughter, she bought donuts for like breakfast. And I'm like, okay. I was like, she has donuts. And, you know, me, I'm like, and I never eat like this, but it was like, I had a donut and I had something sweet to drink and I'm like, okay, I'm going to have a really high. I said, I'm going to be really, really high in a minute. And then I'm going to crash terribly.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm going to never do that again. That was the most horrible crash I ever had. So I was like, cause I don't eat sugar. And that's why.
That.
Yeah. Oh no, I learned. I was like, I never want to feel like that again. Cause I had really, one of the things I had, eating refined sugar. So I had a really big crash. So it was hilarious. And it was like, we're not doing that anymore. So what is your next project, Dr. Janet?
I haven't thought about a next project because I'm still thinking about this one.
Right.
So I'm not sure. Sometimes I toy with the idea of writing about diabetes because it's such an epidemic and in this country, and so I may do a book on that. But right now I'm more kind of focused on because this book just came out, so I'm kind of focused on this, and then we'll see what the future holds. Although I want to tell you very briefly how I wrote this book is this is my favorite book, even though I didn't think I'd ever write a dummies book because it's a different kind of brand than I am used to. But in the beginning of March, I kind of knew with that the this pandemic was going to be bad. And because of, I had studied the Spanish flu, the 1918 flu, and I just knew it. I knew it in my heart. Yeah. And so then we kind of hunkered down in towards the end of March. And that's when my literary agent asked me if I wanted to do this dummies book on intermittent fasting. And I just jumped at the chance because I didn't have anything on my plate, literally. And this pandemic, this is when we had to stay home. So it was just a horrific time for everyone. And for me, I used this, what I love to do, and that is research and study about and write about what I have a passion for. And this happens to be what my new passion is, this intermittent fasting. So I really am grateful for the opportunity to write this book, because it kept me sane during this horrific, horrific time that we've all experienced together. So I just kind of wanted to throw that in.
Well, I appreciate you throwing that in, especially for our listeners out there and our audience, you know, that are thinking of what can I be doing right now? Here's a good idea: write a book, or, you know, if you
something
think
something positive,
something very positive,
yes.
And I think that one of the things as I was going to say is that anyone listening, if you'd like to visit Dr. Janet's website, it's at drjanet.com. It's a wonderful website. She has some great recipes on here. She has some great blog articles. And, of course, you'll be able to see the books. And, I hope you get the book Intermittent Fasting. Because it's really, I think one of the things that my family, we talked about when the whole COVID thing started, was making sure that our immune system was at an optimal. And so that was part
Absolutely.
Of exercise and healthy eating. And so I find this is a great way to
yes,
kind of get yourself.
Getting a good night's sleep is important. This is helpful
it
for
is.
That as well.
Mm-hmm.
And stress, as I said before, your cells go into this stress resistance mode. So it's just a really good thing to do for your body. I also wanted to say that I have another website that's just devoted to Mediterranean nutrition, and it's MediterraneanNutritionist.com.
All right. And for everyone that's listening, I will be sharing Dr. Janet's website and information on Vertical Life Magazine. So you'll be able to go there. You'll also be able to hear this recording again as well. And I hope a lot of you go buy this book. It's Intermittent Fasting for Dummies. And Dr. Janet, do you have anything you'd like to leave our audience with?
Again, as I said, this has been the worst year of our lives, and I think that there's hope now, and it is my hope that next year that everyone focuses, and we understand now how precious life is, and to appreciate the simple things like you mentioned, Celeste, about friends and family and love, and also to take care of and love yourself and take care of your body and your heart, because take care of you first so you can take care of everyone else. So again,
absolutely.
Eat healthy foods, eat a plant-based diet, try intermittent fasting, and get that exercise in. And you'll be good to go.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on our program, Dr. Janet. It's been, you have so much great information. It's been a pleasure to have you on. And, you know, and
Thank
I look forward
so
to actually having you on again. I think this is this is a very important topic. And, you know, I'd love to have you on again. So we'll have to make that happen.
Oh, thank you.
And then maybe we can get some people to actually call in that say, oh, I tried this, and, you know, yes, that would be great. So I just like to thank you so much for coming on our program today and giving us all this information, great information. I really appreciate that. And so I'd like to also thank our listeners and our supporters of Living Vertical Radio. And thank you to Team Vertical for helping us put together this program. And I will be reviewing more and more on your site. I'm going to have to tell you when I try that recipe how I liked it for those brownies.
Well, if you didn't like it, try another one so you could make me happy. Or if you like chocolate, I got some great chocolate recipes.
Oh, yeah. You can share it on my Instagram with my fans and on Living Vertical and on Vertical Life Magazine as well. So be out there, check us out, and check out Dr. Janet at drjanet.com. Thank you, Dr. Janet. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, everybody. This has been Living Vertical Radio. Our guest has been Dr. Janet Bond. I really appreciate everyone that's come here. And hey, you know what? Let's concentrate on our health. Let's not go into 2021 without concentrating on making us a better person, better in our body, and better in our minds and our spirits. Have a wonderful holiday as it's coming up. And everybody, thank you.